fix yo' man a plate. During the holidays and family parties in general, I stand in line with the other wives and girlfriends. We are holding plates and using the various utensils to scoop up food for our men. The menfolk are collectively playing cards, watching the game, and trash-talking about the world of sports in general. I am one of the youngest women at this gathering. My man is sitting amongst the menfolk, relieved at this brief respite from having to fix his own damn plate. My inner feminist is roiling at having to do what she views as a subjugated role to a significant other. My great-aunt Maisie senses my annoyance at the situation. "Girl, why is your lip poked out like that?" I start telling her in a very unhushed voice how disrespectful I think it is that we women are standing in the food line on behalf of our very capable menfolk. I go on to quote at least two leading 20th century feminist writers. Aunt Maisie cuts my rant off with an impatient wave of her hand. "Look around! Do the other women in this line look like they are being subjugated?" Sheepishly, I glance around at the other women in line. The expression on their faces do not resemble subjugation at all. Most of them are wearing expressions of irritation, most likely caused by my feminist diatribe and the fact that I am holding up the line. Aunt Maisie gives them all a withering look, and they look down at their feet. No one messes with Aunt Maisie. She gingerly places a steaming heap of mashed potatoes with gravy onto the plate in my hands. "Baby, put some meat on there." Aunt Maisie begins to place the turkey onto the plate. Instinctively, I stop her because my man Patrick prefers ham to turkey. I take the tongs from Aunt Maisie and gingerly place the ham onto the plate. Next up is a bit of salad because Patrick needs to eat more leafy veggies. There's a bucket of ice filled with long-necked beer bottles at the end of the table. I grab him one of the beers and make my way back towards the den where the men folk are whooping it up. I place the plate on the TV tray in front of Patrick. Just as I start to leave, Patrick touches my arm and softly whispers in my ear, "Thanks for fixing me a plate. It means a lot." "You're welcome," I reply with a grin. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Aunt Maisie nodding in approval. My inner feminist has since stopped speaking to me, but I think I'm okay with that.